Applications are now live for South Carolina's Palmetto Leadership Program for the Environment, Agriculture, and Forestry. Commissioner Hugh Weathers, let's just call it LEAF. How about that?
Yeah, that we can talk more if we call it LEAF instead of that long name, but it does cover what that program is all about, finding leadership, the next leadership in South Carolina that will address forestry and agriculture and the environment, the fact that agriculture and forestry, we make our living working with the environment. So very comprehensive program, and excited to talk about it a little bit.
Tell me what this program actually encompasses. If somebody's signing up for this, what can they expect to get?
Well, they'd be signing up for a two-year, a pretty intensive tuition-based, you know, so there's a cost. I don't know what it is, but a very deep dive, I think the term people use now, in learning about these components within South Carolina. Obviously, the group that comes together will establish bonds and a networking opportunity, as people often find when they do these projects, that they make lifelong friends. But what they would be hoping to accomplish, or would accomplish, is that they will have a comprehensive knowledge base based on the experiences of 2 years, based on the contacts that they make, based on the assignments that will be involved in the program to sort of demonstrate their learning. Again, it's all about finding that next leadership group for South Carolina agriculture and forestry and the environment. If you don't mean, I'm always going to put agriculture first, but for all three of these.
Now, this isn't just for someone beginning. This is you're actually looking for mid-career ag professionals. Is that correct?
That's right. Perhaps someone who has been through some of the young farmer programs, as I did many, many years ago. So we're looking for men and ladies in their, late 20s, 30s, 40s, wherever. Need to be 28 years old by mid-January of next year. So somebody with a birthday coming up before January 15 who's 27, or I guess someone who's 77. They all could apply. Applications for the first class, which begins in January, need to be sent in, postmarked by November 4, which is, if you think about it, about 6 weeks away. The contact is a great South Carolina agriculture leader in himself, and that's Dr. Kirby Player up at Clemson at CAFLS. And CAFLS is the manager of this College of Agriculture at Clemson. But Kirby's email address is kplayer@clemson.edu. So kplayer@clemson.edu. The website, which I hopefully you can list for everyone later, is is clemson.edu/CAFLS, CAFLS/Palmetto-LEAF, LEAF. So again, we just call it LEAF. We've been working on this with Clemson for probably 3 or 4 years, 3 years at least, thinking about what it could accomplish, how it would be set up, how we can finance it. So it's a Clemson project, but the Department of Agriculture is fully supportive of it.
And I will put that web address, we'll put a link to that on sfntoday.com so people can click on there and get more information. And we'll also put Dr. Player's information on there so they could reach out to him as well. Clemson University's College of Agriculture, Forestry, and Life Sciences sponsors it. It's the South Carolina Palmetto Leadership Program for the Environment, Agriculture, and Forestry, or LEAF. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.